I want to see my circle of influence brought face to face with Jesus.
Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Maybe you're already living out a prayer, care, share lifestyle. But if you're not, Dallas Anderson describes just what that looks like.
God has called each and every person as a believer. God has called that believer to have a sphere of influence. And God calls us to make an impact in that sphere of influence. I like to say that one of the things that you have to understand is as believers, God gives us people that he wants us to impact. And we carry, at some level, we carry some responsibility for the spiritual welfare of that person. In the same time we're praying for him, we're reaching out in loving action and just doing what Jesus would do. He would love them just as he would want us to love them just as he would love them. So we interact with them. Might be relationships. Ultimately, the goal is that we would be able to lovingly present them with a clear presentation of the gospel. Any effort that quits with prayer misses the point. Any effort that quits with care misses the point. The whole package together. And in one sense, it can be summed up in this. I want to see my circle of influence brought face to face with Jesus.
Obviously, the church has a role to play as well.
The church needs to have prayer for lost people in every aspect of what they do. Every program in the church should be permeated with the idea that we're praying for lost people. Care is one that the church should understand, and we got to be in the community. If we're not making a difference in the community, nobody's going to listen to what we say. And one of the things that we encourage churches is that you should have a series of good, positive proclamation events throughout a year that a prayer, care, share person can bring their relational contacts to, where they hear a good, relevant presentation of the gospel.
So, who could you invite to church this week? It might be exactly what they're waiting for.